The Indian Ocean Rim Association was officially established in 1997. IORA ministers agreed to six priority areas of cooperation in 2011, among them trade and investment facilitation, tourism and cultural exchanges, and science and technology cooperation. Accordingly, Tehran has hosted the first meeting of senior officials of IORA on innovation and new technology, research and development, as well as commercialization of technological products in the region.
The Indian Ocean Rim Association has 33% of the world population and 11% of global exports. Australia, Iran, Bangladesh, and India are among the big countries of the Union. We hope that this meeting will prepare the ground for further scientific and technological cooperation among the member states. Iran's Ministry of Industry, Mine and Trade, for its part, supports and commercializes new ideas.
IORA has 20 member states, ranging from Australia, India, and Taiwan to Malaysia and Singapore. In 2011, the combined GDP of IORA member states increased to an estimated $6.5 trillion from $5.7 trillion in 2010. The combined GDP of IORA countries is expected to cross $9 trillion by 2016. This shows there is huge potential among member states to share expertise and technology to upgrade their status globally.
Iran is number one in this region. R&D wise, right? At the same time, Iran can help other countries also to cooperate with, and with this cooperation of this IORA meeting, I think others also can learn something, how to do that sort of activities in the future.
Experts believe a regional mechanism is required to create a process for developing meaningful relations among R&D institutions, ministries and private sectors of IORA region, enabling them to exchange technology, commercialize their science-based products and establish joint ventures at regional level.
Iran has recently opened an idea exchange market in order to support commercialization of new technological ideas and innovation.
Iran has taken giant strides in science and technology in recent years, despite the sanctions against the country. Under Iran's comprehensive plan for science, the country plans to spend 4% of its GDP on research and development by 2030. Samak Ujuri, Press TV, Tehran.